for 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Governor Gavin Newsom dropped hints of another stay-at-home order if coronavirus cases don't improve. But as Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports, local officials are still in the dark about any plans.
Intensive care units at California hospitals are filling up, and on Monday, Newsom warned another stay-at-home order could be coming within days. Newsom's health secretary, Dr. Mark Galli, said he's been in constant contact with local health officers and hospital administrators. But officials from at least five counties in the state's most restrictive COVID-19 tier said they hadn't heard of any further lockdown plans from the state yet. Several county spokespersons said they'd likely support new state guidance. But for now, local health officials, like all Californians, are in a holding pattern, watching the numbers, and awaiting the possibility of new shutdowns. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
Top economists on Monday's annual Southern California Association of Governments Summit said the region is in for a slow pandemic recovery, with lower-income groups continuing to suffer most. KVCR's Megan Jamerson reports.
With the disproportionate loss of low-income and entry-level jobs and continued rising housing costs, experts say the pandemic is making clear the weaknesses and inequalities that existed before the virus upended the economy, which is why they are stressing the need for an inclusive economic development plan. Like all of the city and county members of the planning organization known as SCAG, the Inland Empire saw its tourism-related sectors hit the worst. Regional economists predict it will be well after 2021, before a return to pre-pandemic highs. In a press release, chief economic advisor for the group, Wallace Walrod, said that while the recovery will be long, Southern California counties have the advantage of a historically strong economy and that government leaders are using the opportunity to reimagine the future. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.
California expects the first batch of coronavirus vaccines could reach the state in weeks, and officials now are sorting out how they will be shipped and stored and who will be prioritized for inoculation. Governor Gavin Newsom said this week he expects 327,000 doses of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine could arrive in mid-December, so long as it's authorized by federal regulators and backed by the state's own experts. That has California finalizing plans for how to distribute the vaccine and determine who should be inoculated most quickly. On Tuesday, the Federal Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices recommended healthcare workers and nursing home residents be the first to get shots. Governor Gavin Newsom has appointed a new leader of the state's recycling agency. Rachel Wagner is a veteran legislative staffer who has pledged to overhaul the troubled bottle deposit system. Many of California's recycling centers have closed in recent years, and that has made it harder for people to participate in the deposit refund system for beverage containers. Wagner said she would like to see a system that shifts more responsibility to the beverage industry, but her first priority will be coordinating the state's cleanup of debris left from thousands of homes destroyed by record-setting wildfires this year. Wildfire risks will be elevated throughout the Inland Empire this week amid strong Santa Ana winds, prompting the National Weather Service to issue a red flag warning that begins today. Northeast to east winds of 20 to 40 miles per hour with gusts to 60 miles per hour are possible. The warning goes into effect at 6 p.m. tonight and concludes at 10 p.m. Saturday. It was issued in conjunction with a high wind watch that noted damaging winds could blow down trees and power lines. The most intense Santa Ana activity is predicted Thursday afternoon into Friday morning, according to forecasters. Humidity levels are expected to drop to 10% or less, potentially creating tinderbox conditions. A similar pattern occurred during Thanksgiving and the day after. However, there were no significant fires in the Inland Empire. With 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.